House band of the Zone officially announced today.
That's right.
Big news. Bigger news. Aaron Hernandez is, well, not as big news, but big news. Aaron Hernandez is expected to be indicted today. And Matty T's back off a 3-day bender.
All similarly sized news.
You got a little something here on your nose.
Is
it powdered sugar?
Yeah.
All that Grace Potter.
What a run this kid had. Did you see her when she was in town?
Lord, yes, I did.
You know, the pigskin preacher said you gotta go see the show, and I'm like, I don't know who this is. And then as soon as she was in town, I started listening to her stuff, and I'm like, this woman is talented.
Oh, she's got it.
She's not ugly either, I'm told.
She's not unattractive.
She does not go to Twitter to find dates, I bet.
No, she doesn't. She has some kind of social media that, like, we don't even know about.
Yeah.
It's like
secret models club that George got into one time on Seinfeld.
Yeah, that.
Then he went back and it was a meatpacking plant.
Exactly.
Segment's brought to you, Bart, by our friends at Lander Chevrolet, exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. And you can buy a brand-new Chevy from them. You can buy a pre-owned vehicle as well. The all-new Lander Chevrolet, of course, a renovated showroom for your shopping pleasure. Go down and see Tim Hall. Same great staff down there. They do a great job. 2014 Chevy Silverado. It's a nice-looking truck. $4,000 off. How about a $4,000 off deal on a 2014 Equinox SUV? Chevy Cruze starting at $1,399. Folks, that's what they're doing on 2014s. Can you imagine what they're doing on 2013s and before? So, if I were you, I'd go snatch up a deal. It's the all-new Lander Chevrolet, online at LanderChevrolet.com.
I'm going over there to buy me a truck here in a minute if Leslie Basham will pour me a cup of coffee.
Hmm. I don't think she's doing that anymore.
Coffee?
I bet she can... No, Leslie Basham, I don't think she's doing their stuff anymore. They got Keith.
Well,
Keith Jackson does their spots now.
Keith Jackson's doing a great job. I'm a Leslie Basham man.
I understand.
I grew up.
She is fantastic. No, I agree.
Great.
She's one of the great. There needs to be. You could do like a top 10 pitch people in Arkansas history. She would definitely be on there.
What about Ron Sherman? He's all right.
Yeah, no, Ron's the man. Yeah. I love Ron.
But Leslie Basham's ubiquitous enough. To, like, she's like the Vanna White of Central Arkansas car sales.
Yeah, you're right. She is. She's like Kleenex instead of tissues. Mm-hmm.
She's like a Q-tip.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean that with the utmost respect. Chris Bond. When I say business writer, I just say Chris Bond. He's with Arkansas Business. He's with us now. He's been waiting to come back in the Zone. It's been too long. Chris Bond, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. Good to be back.
I'm going to call you the pot stirrer today. Look what you've done. Tony Montana once said, look at you now. Say hello to the bad guy. Or good night to the bad guy, I guess. Okay, so here is the story. This is on SportingLifeArkansas.com because Chris is contributing here, and he's nice enough to join us today to talk about it. It's something that's come up before, Chris. I remember us talking about this a while back.
Yep.
That the idiosyncrasies with the schedule could lead to this. So what exactly is the issue, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, what you potentially run into in 2014 and 2015 it's a disaster. Because in 2014, there's a chance that Arkansas plays one of its first five games in Fayetteville, and everything else is away from Fayetteville. Which I think is a difficult thing. And I know Jeff Long referred to it in at least one media interview yesterday as a challenge. So they've got to figure out how to navigate that. Now, the easy fix is you just make one of those early season non-conference games a Fayetteville game, and then move another non-conference game late in the year to Little Rock. So there's a chance you can navigate that.
Mm-hmm.
The issue then in 2015 becomes the possibility of Auburn and Missouri being your only Fayetteville SEC opponents. And the reason you run into that is because the A&M contract goes back to Dallas that year, so you're losing that SEC game, and then you're contractually obligated to play one SEC game in Little Rock a year until 2016. And so all of a sudden, you're left with two home conference games. And I just think that becomes an issue.
So, yeah, next year Arkansas, of course, is playing Nicholls State, Northern Illinois, Alabama, Georgia, UAB, LSU, and Ole Miss at home. I think most people would understand that the Ole Miss game would more than likely be the game because you're not going to put LSU, Georgia, or Alabama in Little Rock, I wouldn't imagine. So then you throw in whether it's Nicholls or Northern. I don't see next year being a huge issue. 2015, like you said, creates some challenges. I do have an idea. is that we throw A&M a curve, Chris. I don't think this is actually possible, but I think we just say, hey, yeah, we'll meet you in Dallas this year. And then next year we go, just kidding, you guys got to come back to Fayetteville.
I think Jeff really wants to play in Dallas. Look, Dallas makes sense, and this will be what gets flaming dog poop on my doorstep. Dallas almost makes more sense now than Little Rock, because
I'm sorry.
You're already playing.
Okay, go ahead. That is the buzzer of flaming dog poop. But go on.
You're already playing games in state.
Right.
People from all over the state have much easier access to Fayetteville than they have in the past. Your largest alumni base outside of the state is in Dallas.
True.
There's a lot of money in Dallas. I don't know if you've been to campus lately.
I was there
but
a couple
about
weeks
every
ago.
Other car. Is a Land Cruiser or BMW with Texas plates.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Dad are sending these kids up here with a lot of money, and eventually that
spies.
Can turn into more money for the university.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that. You're recruiting regular students from a really rich part of the country, and then on top of that, you know, it's a fertile recruiting ground. I mean, you're going to get much more talent out of Texas. Then you're probably going to get out of Little Rock or the eastern, you know, from Little Rock east. You know, you're probably getting more talent from Texas than you will from that part of the state. So that's why I provide the idea that maybe Dallas even makes more sense long term than Little Rock.
Okay, that's very hurtful. You make some valid points, though, Chris. I can't even argue against most of them. Here's what I would like to see, because there is perception. And there is reality. And sometimes those two cross paths, and sometimes they run parallel, and sometimes they are nowhere near one another.
Hey, hang on. Let me interrupt real quick, because I do want to say this, because I think people will say, well, of course you feel this way because you're in Northwest Arkansas, and y'all are lazy and don't want to drive down to Little Rock.
We were all thinking it. Nobody said it.
Well, I mean, everybody thinks that. I understand how this works. I mean, I grew up in Northeast Arkansas. My first Razorback game for sure, and probably the first 15 Razorback football games that I went to, were at War Memorial Stadium. I was aware of the Razorbacks because they played in Little Rock. So I get the marketing value. I get the importance of reaching out to the rest of the state. But things have changed quite a bit with the internet and with, you know, 540. So it's not as hard anymore, and people in Dumas are very aware of the university without, you know, a couple games a year in Little Rock. But mm-hmm. I do understand the value that has been there, so I don't want to completely discount that. Okay, so now go ahead and beat me about that.
Stomp all over about that. Okay, well, yep. There are a few things about this. Okay, I'm going to talk about a few things here. And again, we're just having a discussion. Here's my gut, and I understand the fiscal ramifications of the Little Rock versus Northwest Arkansas. I understand the points you made on Dallas, too. I think those are valid as well. A few things. You know, Coach Bielema made the case about injuries and fast-tempo offense. Well, we had our buddy from College Football Matrix actually ran stats on it, and it turns out it's not accurate at all. In fact, teams that play smash-mouth, punch-you-in-the-face football results in a lot more injuries than the other way around than when you play high tempo football. So that's perception versus reality. The perception we all have, and I'm guilty of this too, is if you play in a place, kids from that area are more likely to attend your school. It's not enough that Arkansas borders Texas. It's we have to play in Dallas to interest kids from Dallas. I don't know if that's the case or not. I'd like to see some hard data on that. If Arkansas goes to the swamp this year and gets their heads kicked in, which I don't think will happen, but let's just say they go down there and get smashed. Does that help recruiting in Florida?
No, but I also don't. I mean, I also don't think beating Northern Illinois and Mississippi State in Little Rock gives you any more of a recruiting foothold in Little Rock or East and South Arkansas than you get by playing in Fayetteville. So maybe we can agree. Maybe the recruiting impact football wise is negligible.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think Arkansas's got Fayetteville sewn up, so maybe they shouldn't play any games up there. Because you know what? That's a recruiting area they don't have to worry about. That's a place they got it handled.
perfect.
I mean, as long as we're making arguments, let's just get it out there.
Move them all to Dallas.
Do you think maybe the Little Rock game is a little less about recruiting players and more about maintaining a relationship with core Razorback fans? Like, I don't see Little Rock as gaining an advantage. I see Little Rock as servicing an important fan base. Whereas I see Dallas, I understand playing in Dallas because it's not so much the kids seeing the school, you know, seeing Arkansas come down. For one, it makes it like, okay, these are real people and everything. But it also, when you recruit kids from that part of the country, you've got one game a year where their family can all come and see them. That's a big deal. So, I mean, I think that there's something to be said for the recruiting there, whereas Little Rock is more about, you know, maintaining a fan base that has been, you know, as good as any in the country. So, I mean, that's
right.
Just my...
Right. No, I get that. I mean, I just think things have changed a lot since that philosophy was put into place. And again, I mean, that's, like, I get it. I mean, I'm one of these people that, and I'm repeating myself, but I became aware of Arkansas football because they played in Little Rock. But I think things have changed substantially since then. And by the way, I'm not an advocate of pulling. I don't advocate pulling every game out of there. I mean, I think there's an importance to it. I think there's a value to it. But I think when you're contractually obligated to play in Dallas, and then you try to figure out how to put, you know, two games down there, and then all of a sudden you're left with two conference games in Fayetteville on campus. I just think you're doing a disservice to your fans. I think you're probably doing a disservice to the players as well. I understand they like the atmosphere and it's really cool down there. But at the end of the day, you're having to put them on a bus or on a plane or whatever, yeah, and shuttle them around for 3 hours, just like if you were going, you know, on the road. So I just think logistically, I don't think it makes as much sense now as what it did.
Well,
fans are more connected now because of the internet. And yeah, every game's on TV.
Right.
So
on the radio, on the buzz, you mean?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't feel necessarily qualified, because here's the thing. I want to hear from the guy who lives in Arkansas City. If you live in the extreme southeast part of the state somewhere,
mm-hmm,
does it matter to you? I mean, will you drive an extra 2.5 hours, or you go, nah, if I can't see it in Little Rock, I'm not bothering to go. I don't know if that's the case. That would be a question for them. I would also say that every player I've ever spoken to a man loves playing in Little Rock. So the what we consider to be some sort of inconvenience, they don't. At least all the former players I've ever spoken to, whether they're from Arkansas, Texas, or otherwise, have felt that way. So I don't know that that's a valid point either. And the other thing is, Chris, you know this too, they're staying in hotels in Fayetteville the night before a game to avoid distraction. So it's not like they're getting to sleep in their comfy beds the night before a game.
That's true.
So, what about the contract? Where are we on that? Because I haven't even looked at that since I covered this thing several years ago. How much longer does it run?
2016.
Okay.
So, the contract is set up to where Little Rock gets a non-conference game and a conference game every year. I don't know this. Nobody's told me this. I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves here. I would think at the end of it all, I think Little Rock beats the game. And maybe it's a situation where it's a relatively attractive non-conference opponent every year, or every so often you put a conference game down there. I just have a hard time thinking that it's going to wind up being two a year, one mm-hmm. conference, one non-conference. You know, once that contract is up, and maybe it is. I may be completely wrong. I may be completely underestimating the fight. I mean, there was a hell of a fight
yeah.
the last time that this came up. And that contract was signed. So, I mean, it may be politically, it may be too difficult to navigate. But I suspect that's where we wind up.
Yeah, I think you're right. And honestly, I don't know how devastating financially it would be for the universe, or for the stadium, rather, if they were to be pared back to one game. I think, generally speaking, for the Arkansas fan that lives in this part of the state, it would be somewhat palatable. I just don't know financially what that does to the stadium. I don't know how much...
Right.
You know, they count on that revenue to stay alive. I don't know how close the break-even point is for them. I don't know what that means. Because they do have other things going on there. I know they're trying to attract ASU at least once a year. That's something they're working towards. UCA has played there. UAPB has played there. They've got the Catholic games. We do our first security kickoff classic there. There are other events that get done in there. I mean, the other thing is that sucks for them is that in the last several years, there hadn't been a decent, or not too many decent stadium music acts, and we haven't had one in several years at the stadium. Yep. So, you know, that's unfortunate as well, because there are other ways to make money with that great facility. Yeah, exactly. I'd love to put a Matt Stell show on there. You know, the other thing too, Chris, again, if you want to get in on this, are you still doing some sort of live tweet on this deal? I guess people can tweet you if they want to talk about it. But what's your Twitter handle?
That's the @Cbon.
@Cbon.
B-A-H-N. Yeah, I mean, I'm still doing my day job for Arkansas business. Yeah. So it may be tonight before I'm able to get into any sort of interaction. I've got a story, and I'll just go ahead and plug it now because, I mean, I'm on here, so I might as well. I'm actually taking a look at Jim Lindsay. I guess you guys know there's a film coming out about his life, a documentary through the U of A. So kind of taking a look at that. So I'm actually working on writing that. So if I don't respond back to you on Twitter, it's not because I don't like you. It's just because I actually have to, like, finish my job.
And as you attack Chris, please be respectful. He's actually a really nice guy, and his wife's super sweet, so don't be too ugly to him. One last thing, though, about Brett Bielema knows this all too well. I grew up in a place that is similar from a population standpoint. The number one university, as much as I don't like to admit it, is Iowa, the University of Iowa. It is about a two-hour drive from Des Moines to the University of Iowa, and every game day, every game weekend in Iowa City, thousands of people will travel over to Iowa City, even though there is a perfectly fine Division I university 30 miles away in Ames for Iowa State. But it is what it is, and I've never, again, but they don't have the tradition of the tie. If they had played a game every year in Des Moines for several years and all of a sudden they didn't have that game anymore, people would probably freak out. I don't think, in the same way, I don't think people 10 years from now will be talking about how, boo-hoo, I wish we still played LSU. I don't think if they paired it back to one game, I don't think 10 years from now, and again, I can't speak for the stadium, I don't know what, you know, it would be for them from an impact standpoint. I like it because it's unique. I like it because nobody else does it. I like going to games at War Memorial. I understand all the other reasons why, and you make a valid point without – I think you make great points, Chris, without necessarily championing the thought process of pulling the games out, or at least a game out. But anyway, it's a discussion that will continue. We're silly to think that it won't. And I'm sure that we'll have something decided well in advance of that next contract being signed off on.
Look, I mean, emotion in terms of, like, the emotion of it, emotionally, I completely get it. I hate having to have this conversation because I know what it means to have the games down there. I know people that work at the stadium. I know people who make money off of, you know, the games being down there. So, like, it's really hard. I mean, it's hard to talk about this. And I know how passionate people are about this. I don't want to see people get hurt, okay? Mm-hmm. But I also know, and especially now that I'm covering business, I mean, you got to look at the financial implications of it. You look at the fact that Arkansas is talking about investing, you know, $80 million or I don't know, $100 billion, whatever. They're looking at investing, you know, a ton of money.
Gazillion, and, I think. Is the
yeah,
number.
Gazillion, and you know, and expanding the stadium. Now, that'll make money for them off of skyboxes, but they can't make that money if they don't have more games in Fayetteville. So I just think, I mean, you just have to look at it, look at the way that things have changed since that policy to play in Little Rock was in place. You know, there used to be 3 games a year down there, which is insane. And so, you know, it went from 3 to 2, and I just think in the end, I think that's probably where it's all headed.
Yeah. Well,
but that's not easy to say. Like, I get it. I know why this is such a hot button topic for people.
Well, in the 3 games where it was, you know, the stadium was not in Fayetteville what it is today either at that point for the majority of that period of time. Chris, good discussion point. I wish we'd had this conversation in June when there was nothing going on because we could have spent a week on it. But I do appreciate the time, and we're going to be catching up more regularly, I hope.
I hope so too, man. That would be great.
Provided no one attacks you. Be nice to Chris, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Bond. We appreciate it, and look forward to the write-up on Jim Lindsay as well.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
All right. Take care. Couple quick calls here, and then we've got to take a break. We're way behind. Bino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was